Man, let me just share one thing with you here, because we all think we're strong enough to handle everything. We all think we got this. But let me tell you, if you're not entrenched daily, God-centered, eyes off of yourself, you're not prepared. So here's the truth of it. Let me just share this with you. Sin is not a mere weakness in personality. Sin is an overpowering, overwhelming, enslaving force. And it will take down the strongest, most righteous of men if you're not prepared. And Satan will laugh at you all day long.
Every man faces it. Every man fails to a degree. Are you equipped? Put on your armor, men. There's a battle ahead. Welcome to the Manhole, where real men seek Jesus, aren't afraid to ask for forgiveness, and might even cry a little. And by the way, your host cries a lot. Here's the crybaby himself, Rob Warnock.
Come on, Producer Ed, my cry is much deeper than that. So, greetings to you, wherever and whatever time it is that you're listening to the Manhole Podcast. And right now you may be thinking, what the heck is a manhole? Well, it's not the one you step over when you're walking down the street. It's kind of in my goofed up brain. A period in life is the place where men tend to sometimes step when we shouldn't. So some people call it midlife crisis. I called it the manhole. So how did this become a podcast? Well, I have put my foot in the manhole several times, and if there's any possible way that I could shed some light into your path and help you avoid those mistakes, prepare to not step down the manhole along your journey as a man, as a husband, and as a father, then, you know, I certainly hope that somehow along the way we can do that, and all to God's glory. So it kind of goes back to one of those compliments that I thought my wife was giving me along the way when she would tell me, because I was in sales and marketing my whole life. She would, you know, tell me, well, you talk for a living. And I always kind of puffed my chest out a little bit. Yes, I actually do talk for a living. And I would tell myself and everyone else that I was really good at it. And along the way, I really started to realize that she no longer really meant that as a compliment. What she meant was, as I kept stepping into the manhole, that I was really good at talking my way out of things. That I was really good at, let's call it what it is, as telling a lie for self-preservation. So as I began to figure out ways to weave stories around the things that I was doing that I shouldn't be doing, we kept moving along, and I finally started realizing, okay, maybe this whole talking for a living the way I'm doing it is just not a good thing. So, you know, as time went on, I started to really, I knew for a fact God had never moved. What I did know was that clearly I had. And that's one thing we know for sure. God is where he is. If we're feeling separation, it's because we've moved. And that's where I was in my life. I had gradually along the way let myself sidestep and created this space where I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. I was not seeking Jesus. And sad to say, there was nobody anywhere that would see me and think, man, that guy's got some Jesus. They might have saw, hey, he's got a whole lot of Rob in him, because I was living a pretty Rob-filled life, not a whole lot of God-centeredness about the way I was doing. But, you know, I started to ask God to please show me the things, search me, reveal to me the things in my life that were causing this separation, that were making me look the other way and not be on my knees seeking his feet. So I began to do so. And some of the things that God started showing me were that I was super selfish. I mean, really selfish. You know, I mean, life was all about Rob, and I didn't necessarily know it. But as God started to reveal that to me, I really started to see the truth and could think of countless and countless situations where, I mean, just simple little things where I definitely chose what I wanted over what was right or what was best for my wife or for my family. And so, you know, one caveat I want to get right here is I am not a pastor. I am not a counselor. I am not a biblical scholar. I'm quite positive that many of you listening know the Bible way better than I do. And I'm certainly searching and reading and seeking and studying every day to try to catch up. But what I am, I've talked about what I wasn't. Let's talk about what I am. I'm a 51-year-old sinner saved by the grace of God, full of flaws, errors, mistakes. I've experienced the wrath of falling in the manhole, of living a rob-filled life with no room for God. So I've been there. I have faced the destruction of my decisions of living for me. And, you know, my hope and my prayer every day is that somebody, some man somewhere across this in this world is going to be helped, is going to see themselves in some of the words, themselves in some of the guests that we're going to bring on. And we'll have some authors and some other podcasters and some Christian influencers from social media. I know that's kind of a weird thing to actually say, but there certainly are some. But I want to make sure that we help someone from avoid crushing the way your kids see you in an instant because of your actions. Having your wife cry because you made a bad choice. So, you know, in all transparency, I want to be completely clear here. I am not someone who is here to tell you how to have a perfect marriage. I am fighting every day for my own. And, you know, by grace of God, I'm still married. And I can't tell you what the future holds there, but I'm prayerful that there's restoration still to come. I believe God's big enough to do that. Yes, I'm forgiven. My sins are scattered from east to west, but there's still consequences of my actions that I have to face. So I'm not saying all is wonderful in my life. I'm saying that I have stepped in it. I've lived it. I've felt the pain. And I really, really, really hope that I can help someone avoid that. So let's take a quick break from in here from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. And, you know, we've got a pretty bad reputation out there. And around the corner, we're going to talk a little bit about the public view of us as men. Not real good. They kind of think we're scum. Be right back.
Still using old school business and appointment cards? Did you know that over 80% of business cards get thrown away? Come on, guys, step into the 21st century and go digital with full automation. And it's time to trash grandpa's cards. Introducing DigiCard, the business card of the future. On one intuitive platform, you can have automated appointment reminders, clients can request appointments, and stay safe with contact-free sharing. Let automation work for you, as every time your DigiCard is shared, a customized sequence of messages are sent automatically to keep you in front of every lead. For a limited time only, listeners of the Manhole Podcast can get their first year subscription absolutely free, plus a free webpage. All you pay is $9.97 per month for hosting your DigiCard and webpage. So it's time to up your game. Get DigiCard, the only business card that does the work for you. Visit themanholepodcast.com today to find out how you can take advantage of this limited time offer for our listeners.
All right, welcome back, folks. And so, as I said right before the break, man, we've got a universal bad rep. Well-deserved in most cases, and I'm here to testify that I have helped the case along with us being deemed super scumbags. So let's just get that out there. And you hear it, I hear it. Well, of course he did. He's a man. Well, they all lie. They'll all cheat if given a chance. That's really kind of the sentiment everywhere about us as a whole. And unfortunately, there's a ton of truth to that because Satan knows where to hit us. And man, if we're not battle ready, if we're not full of the armor, man, whoo, he's just sitting back laughing at us. You know, we got to put it on every day, man. You got to be in the words. You got to have your time. You got to walk close, keep Jesus close to you, because Satan knows we are men. He knows the way to get us. And even the godliest men I know, in private talks with them, as I've gone through the things I've gone through, and they all share with me that the things that they battle and their unclean thoughts and the lusting with their eyes and their mind and being discontent in their world. They think they should have more and they're not sure that they're where God wants them to be and or they should be making more money. And the world has tried to tell us all what beauty is, what it looks like, how it smells. Just imagine how that feels. All of those things that really kind of nudge that discontent in us. And the difference between these godly men and me, I had zero armor on, dude. None. There was no Jesus. There was no word. There was no armor. These men that I've had the honor of talking to were able to get on their knees, cry out to God,
for help. They will able to arm themselves with the word in order to keep their minds from going too far and diving into the manhole, both feet. So they did what I didn't do. They spent their quiet time seeking his will and asking for clarity and guidance. There was nothing to prepare me for that battle. You can try to justify the sin that's out there, that it's okay, it's not that big of a deal, it's just a little bit, but it is what it is, brother. It's not a good thing. So just remember that even the godliest of men are just like us. They're just in the Word, and they're armored, and they're prepared for battle. And again, even the most righteous of men can fall victim if we're not prepared. So it's not something we should accept that society feels that way. There's just nothing good about that. And let me say this real quick. I'm not going to keep you in here listening to this for 30, 45 minutes to an hour a day. I want to keep this short because I want you to be, I know you're a man. I want your attention span to be here long enough so you come back next week when we talk about your eyes. Because that'll be one you want to hear. But you have to understand the perception of us, and we have to understand as men that we have to be willing to ask for help. We have to be willing to get on our knees. We have to seek godly counsel, surround ourselves with godly men. None of this is news, but somebody needed to hear it, I promise. So chew on that a little bit. And again, we're going to go to the eyes next week, and we're going to talk about it. Don't miss it. You can't afford to miss it. If you feel led, share this podcast today. I know this is a short intro version. Share this with a friend and invite them. If you feel that God leads you and you feel like this is something that could help others, I really, really would appreciate it if you would share it with someone else. So let's take the yuck out of man and let's stay out of the manhole and let's do it side by side. See you next week on The Manhole. As always, thanks for listening today. Please make sure you go to Facebook and follow us at the Manhole Podcast Facebook page. You can stay connected there. You can even submit future topics that you would like us to discuss on the Manhole Podcast. Also, visit our website, themanholepodcast.com, and you can submit your information there to connect with us and become a VIP listener to get updates on future events. We do have something huge coming late November, a global virtual event that you're going to want to be a part of.
And while you're at themanholepodcast.com, make sure you click on the support button. There's some really cool swag and gifts in there for different levels of patronage. Also, follow us at The Manhole Podcast on Instagram as well.
Also, make sure to give us a great review on iTunes. Share with your friends so we can get men across the world listening. And remember, real men ask for help, seek godly counsel, and get on their knees.